Open enrollment for Medicare begins next Wednesday, October 15th. That's not to be confused with Obamacare open enrollment, which begins November 15th. Among the millions of Floridians considering their Medicare options is Health News Florida special correspondent Carol Gentry.
As a reporter, I've been explaining Medicare to the public since 1976, so people assume that I understand it thoroughly. But writing about Medicare is one thing. Living it is another. As of November 1st, I will be on Medicare, which means I have to enroll. For advice, I called Barbara Katz in Longboat Key, a former reporter who became a lawyer.
Oh, my God. It was an absolutely awful process. I can read. I can understand. I can analyze. And yet I found the Medicare explanations and choices almost impossible to figure out. I tried making charts, and I was getting nowhere.
Did you get a booklet? It's called Medicare and You.
Absolutely. I pored over it. Yes. I studied it as though I were going to have to take a test on it, you know. And I thought, you know, they've laid it out in nice type and whatever. I should be able to figure this out. And guess what? I could not.
She eventually turned to an insurance expert for help. So did I, sitting through 4 hours of Medicare 101 by a free state-sponsored information program for seniors called SHINE. Here's Polk County SHINE Coordinator Jean Birkin of Lakeland.
Those of you, I have probably been talking to all your friends now that they know that you're going to be 65. Happy birthday, by the way. One size does not fit all.
New enrollees need to decide what's most important. Which plans include your drugs? How important is keeping the same doctors? Is that flexibility worth the price? To weigh the options, beneficiaries must understand Medicare's alphabet soup. Part A for hospital bills, Part B for doctors, Part D for drugs. Medicare Parts A and B cover just 80% of the bills. How to cover the other 20%? One solution, says SHINE volunteer Bill Ferrari of St. Petersburg, is to buy a Medigap plan and a prescription drug plan.
That's kind of the Cadillac coverage for people that might have issues with their health or concerns about their health. That's going to provide them the most coverage, most flexibility in terms of seeing providers, and it's something they should consider.
That is, if they can afford it. A state insurance department website shows Medigap supplements range in price from about $2,000 to $6,000 a year. It's a lot of money, but some beneficiaries are willing to pay it just to avoid managed care.
For somebody new coming in, one of the things I first ask, how do you get your coverage now? Just to get a feel for what are you comfortable with. You're on an HMO, so I know that that's definitely should be included in the list of what we look at. Whereas other people may come in and say, I don't trust HMOs. What else are my options?
Whatever the choice, SHINE volunteers say, it's important for beneficiaries to check their options every year because plans often change prices, drugs, and hospital or doctor networks. But a lot of people don't. That includes Barbara Katz.
Well, I found the initial process so onerous, so unpleasant, that I have basically chosen to not look into it again ever since then.
With that cheery thought, I set out to look at my choices. For Health News Florida, this is Carol Gentry in Tampa.
You can find out much more about Medicare enrollment on our website, healthnewsflorida.org.